Welcome to room 4216. I'm so glad you've come.
One Sunday after supper, Laura could not bear it any longer. She began to play with Jack, and within a few minutes, she was running and shouting. Pa told her to sit in her chair and be quiet. But when Laura sat down, she began to cry and kick the chair with her heels. I hate Sundays, she said.
Hi, Cecilia. You reading a book?
Yeah.
What book is it?
Little House in the Big Woods.
Oh.
Haven't read it in years.
Laura Ingalls Wilder. And it sounds like she's pretty young at that point?
Yeah, she was.
I don't remember. Who's Jack?
Jack was the their bulldog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Laura's best friend.
I hate Sundays,
I can't say that I can disagree with her on that one. I remember not liking at least the first part of Sunday when I was little.
Probably every child is that way, and many times adults are that way, too. They don't like Sunday because of the—well, back then, it was extremely strict and a total day of doing nothing. And today, it's going to church. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about here in the podcast today, the fourth commandment as it's written in the book of Exodus. And please, if you're thinking, oh, I don't want to hear about the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day, hang on. I think we've got some important things to say, especially as it relates to blind people and the struggles they have with church. We understand, because we're blind just like the majority of you who are listening too. And if you are sighted and you struggle, well, hang on, because there's some things that will help you too.
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days ye shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
I guess this is why Pa was telling Laura to be quiet and sit in her chair. He had read in the Old Testament that on the Sabbath day, you didn't do any work.
Yeah.
You rested.
Yeah, probably. And there are many, even today, who hold to this strict interpretation of these words. The Seventh-day Adventists are part of Christianity, and they're one, for example, do no work on the Sabbath.
The Amish are another group that don't do any work on the Sabbath.
But it fails to truly understand a few key elements.
Yeah, like, what is the Sabbath, and what do they mean by rest and work, and why do we have different interpretations today?
Yeah. Let's take the first one. The last thing. You said, why do we have different interpretations? Some people are trying to do absolutely everything they can to get it right. And so if God said that, we've got to do it absolutely, 100%, and no quibble, no qualm whatsoever. And so they will literalistically take every single word and try to do it. I'm not going to say it's right or wrong, but that's the way they view it and interpret it. What is the Sabbath? Simple is it is the seventh day. We know that as Saturday. It's the day of rest. And that comes to that other thing, what you said, like, yeah, what is rest? And that is where there's variations here. In fact, Cecilia, I didn't know if we were going to get to it right away, but do you remember Martin Luther's explanation of the third commandment, his third commandment, which would be our fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy?
We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it.
So remembering the Sabbath day, taking the Sabbath rest for Martin Luther was all about hearing the word of God, its preaching, and then doing it. And so for Martin Luther, he was content with the fact that if you take time, like they did on a Sunday morning, and go to church, hear God's word, you are honoring the Sabbath day because you're hearing God's word. The idea of the rest is taking time for God.
Can you touch a bit more on the rest idea? I'm not quite so clear. I mean, in the book, Laura and Mary couldn't even sew doll clothes for their dolls.
Mm. And the reason that was is because of what they were supposed to do, which was meditate on God and read the Bible. And that's what it was intended to do. Rest. Yeah, let me explain talk a little more on that rest. There's a Bible verse in Hebrews. It says this: anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his work, just as God rested from his. Now, if we enter into God's rest, we also rest from our work. So how do we enter into God's rest? That's entering into his presence. That's why Luther was saying, if you're reading God's word, you're with God, and you're not working. You're not trying to make your way to heaven. See, really, this is more of a spiritual thing, not an earthly thing. Some people take it to the literal nth degree. And quite frankly, there are some workaholics who probably do need to understand it that way, because some people can't stop doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't meant to be that. It's meant to be a spiritual point. And the spiritual aspect is we stop trying to earn our salvation, work good deeds, do things. You know, really, in some ways, those people who are always trying to keep the Sabbath holy and do the rest by doing nothing haven't entered God's rest because they're working, working, working at resting. But you see, we're supposed to rest in God's rest, which means take time with Him. Then we're not working because we're absorbed in God. And it doesn't say it has to be the entire day, but it does indicate that it should be on a day. Regularity. Not hitter, spigger, some here, some there. In fact, Cecilia, I think you said to me the other day, didn't you? Or earlier this morning, for a while you weren't going to church.
No, I wasn't.
And you had talked about how you had said to yourself, you're reading God's word and that's enough, or something like that?
I did. I said, oh, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
I read the Bible, especially when I was in college. I studied theology. And I
asked you, point blank, and did you read God's word when you weren't going to church like that?
I did for class.
Ah, but not for yourself, only class.
No.
Yep. And see, that's the thing. So often we say, we can do it at home. We'll do it at home. But we don't. Now, if you did, well, now we're talking something else. But we'll pick up that in the next segment. But there's more to church than just the Word of God. There's also fellowship.
And so we find Cecilia wanting to go to church.
Hi, my name is Cecilia, and I'd really like to visit your church this week. I'm wondering if you have anyone who could get me there. You don't have anyone. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm standing here and standing here. Isn't anyone even going to come up and say hi?
Knowing that it would not be easy going to church on her own, Cecilia had put on her big girl pants that morning.
I was wearing a dress.
And so she stepped forward bravely, taking the next step on her own.
This building is so big and it's so noisy. I have no idea where to go. Another hymn I don't know, so I can't sing along with this one either. And I love to sing. There's been 30 seconds of silence, except for a couple of people chuckling. What in the name of common sense is going on?
Somehow, some way, Cecilia made it to that church 2 months in a row. I guess it was she always wore her big girl pants.
I wore a skirt sometimes.
Anyway, as the service was over on that particular day, she got up and started walking out.
Oh, Cecilia. Oh, my goodness. It's so great to see you. I have, oh, just a moment. Sally, I'll be there in a moment. I want to talk to Cecilia. Cecilia, you know, I really do want to help you. I still have plans to do that, you know. Last week, things were so busy at my house, you have no idea. But really, I do want to help you. Now, you do have my number, so just call me, okay? Just call. I'll be there.
We can find lots of reasons not to go to church, reasons to avoid going to church. But yet, at the same time, there are many reasons we can and should go to church.
Oh, is it morning already? I'll be quiet. I've been to church for the past 4 weeks. Maybe I'll just skip it today.
Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Okay, Lord. I get the picture. I will obey.
Hi there. You don't know me. I'm Mary. I saw you sitting here alone and thought you might need a friend. I'm kind of shy and don't say much at all.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You know, I was kind of thinking of just sitting at home and listening to the service on Zoom instead of coming today, but You're coming to sit with me. Well, you really made my day.
I'm glad to hear that. Even shy people need people around them.
You mean blind people aren't the only ones that feel alone in church?
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, Cecilia. Concentrate.
If you've
been
out on the streets,
don't let your mind drift during the sermon.
Tracks or here at St. Patrick's Day Outreach, and it is like heaven to hell.
Wow.
And it's just the way it is, and that's what Jesus
I never thought of that before.
As he comes into the holy city.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, Anna. Oh, how did the interview go this week? I was praying for you.
Oh, you know, it went really well. I think I've even got the position. And you know,
oh, that's awesome.
You know, that was so special that you thought of me and prayed for me. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Someone thought that something I did was special? Praying is so simple. That wasn't anything major. But she thanked me. Hello?
Hi, Cecilia. How are you?
Amy! I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you. I was actually going to go to Walmart on Thursday, and I wanted to know if you wanted to come with me, and if you maybe had some shopping you'd like to do.
Oh, yes, I have. I'd love to come with you, but are you sure? I mean, I don't want to be any trouble.
You're not in any trouble. I think we'll have a great time. If you love to shop like I do, we might be in there for hours.
You know, this could be dangerous.
Yes, it could. And we might have to make it a weekly or bi-weekly thing.
Well, we'll see. All right, I'll see you Thursday then.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
She kept her promise. She said she'd call me. She kept her promise. Okay, you've given fine reasons to go to church. But you've neglected a couple.
Oh?
The big building where I don't know what's going on.
Hmm.
And the hymn that sounds so beautiful, but I don't know the words.
Hmm.
Not to mention the Bible study where there's a handout, and it's in print, and I can't read it. Yeah.
And there will be those times that those things do happen. But just as our program says, you are not alone, you'll find many sighted people fall into the same situation. It's not just about blindness here. A lot of people feel this is a big building, I don't know anybody, I'm confused, I'm disoriented. That's the difficulty why a lot of people don't go to church. But that's not a reason not to go.
Like the introvert that we talked about.
Exactly, exactly.
But we don't see those sighted people who are looking around going,
no,
that's
true, you don't.
On.
And that's why this program is talking about that, to tell you there are a lot. Probably, if you could see 10 people, two of them would fit that bill. Two of them would fit that bill. A good 20% of our population are those extreme introverts and have a very, very difficult time with crowds. Some don't come. That's why they don't come.
Believe it or not, I have a hard time with crowds.
Sure. I do too. At times, I it's real difficult. And so at that time, we have to put on our big boy pants and our big girl pants and just do it because of the reasons we should go. And there are so many good reasons to go.
Sometimes it's going up to someone and saying, excuse me, can you help me to find a seat?
Exactly. Unfortunately, it would be nice and every church usually has ushers and greeters. It'd be nice if they always came up to you, but they don't always. Not even in the regular world with other people. Mm. And so let's not hold that against them, because who are you hurting if you don't go to church? Them?
No.
God?
Yes.
You're hurting God? God can't be hurt. You're hurting yourself. Well, you are hurting God because it makes him sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of good reasons to go, especially to hear God's word, to make the connection with God and with people. There is one other we didn't do in the vignettes, and there's many people who feel strongly about this. I know not all denominations do, but many believe that connection with God and God with us isn't just a verbal one, not just a knowledge thing, but that he touches other senses, and we call that sacraments. With water, he connects his word to assure that through baptism, sins are forgiven. He connects his word with bread and wine to give us his body and blood to assure us that we are forgiven. And this isn't about those sacraments, but it is about how God does go out of his way to do other things besides just words. And that's why Zoom is not complete enough.
No.
But being with people can be, because that's where God said he will be. I know that this is a tough topic, that of going to church. In fact, there are several of you listeners out there who have told me bluntly, if not angrily, the church has hurt me. Mm-hmm. I get that. Let's hear from you. I'd like to hear from you and your thoughts to what we've said and what your view of the church is and should be. You can write us at
info.
I-N-F-O.
At not-alone.
N-O-T-A-L-O-N-E.
.net.
That's net. Mm-hmm. And remember, we are not alone.
Do come back again to room 4216.
Credits. Interlude musicians, Terry Nord, Robert Vaughn, and Amy Rye. Little House in the Big Woods by Laura Ingalls Wilder, copyright 1953. Congregation Chaive Shalom. And our crazy friends, Mary Dole, Amy Rye, and Anna Pacelli.
Somehow, some way, Cecilia finds her way to church, and she walks into the church in the front door. No, that's just not right. It sounds like she smashed her nose in the front door.
Yeah.
Test 1, 2, 3.
I suppose I have to get rid of the gum now, right?
Yeah, you do.
All right. We're finally all here. Let's do the hypocrite segments.
Hey, do I have to take the hypocritic oath? Is that what I have to do? What is the hypocritic oath anyway? Do lots of harm.
Lie and say you're going to assist. But of course, meaning that you will. After all, hypocrite my foot.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Everything you say needs to be opposite of everything you actually are going to do. And that will make a perfect hypocrite.
Yes.
Hypocritical speaking, of course.